Your business is our business. You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing.
And back now to continue our conversation with the multifamily commercial real estate expert, Joseph Chaplick at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Of course, I mentioned this off the top of the show. We all know commercial real estate is red hot, and it has many investors in Portland, Vancouver, across the region, looking at other markets. I talked to Joe about that, and hey, you can take your money anywhere.
You can, and you know, we talk to a lot of investors from all over the West Coast, the California, the Washington, of course, local Oregonians, Arizona, we got Colorado, Nevada. We talk to a lot of people looking to move money. And what we've seen on some of these trending cities is Phoenix and Tucson are the two on top of the board there. Obviously, we're in Arizona for a reason. We have a great market presence down there in Phoenix and in Tucson. Those markets are very strong. Phoenix has skyrocketed, similar to Portland, over the last 2 years. Of course, their prices are still below Portland's, but they've gone up significantly, like Portland has over the last 5 years. You know, so Phoenix has seen that growth in the last two. Tucson, I think, is a up-and-coming city. There's a lot of growth down there, a lot of city development. The infrastructure is getting cleaned up, so you're seeing a lot of growth in the Tucson market. Outside of our markets, Salt Lake City is getting popular. Las Vegas is getting popular. You know, they got an NHL team. That's driving a lot of apartment sales. Boise up in Idaho. And then in Colorado, Brian, the Denver market's been red hot like Portland, almost similar pricing, similar product, 70s built most of it. But Colorado Springs is what I hear a lot. Everybody's asking me about Colorado Springs that I talk to when we talk Colorado. And so that's a trending U.S. city. And then if you go a little more east, you got Austin in Texas. That's, you know, again, a lot of people compare it to Portland, you know, at that technology growth. And I think Austin is going to continue to rise in the apartment market.
Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us here on Business Briefing. You know, Joe, it's been a while since we've talked about the mechanics, if you will, of apartment investing. Very different. And I know some clients of ours that are very wealthy and have built their wealth in apartment investing. And to your point about different markets, they are invested in, you know, Seattle, Portland, Sacramento. Now they are wealthy enough to fly their private jets up and down the West Coast to check in on their properties. This can be a very lucrative investment strategy if it's done right. But the key is it has to be done right. And apartment investing is so different than other types of real estate investing, isn't it?
It is. You know, the market is mostly the private capital side. So 90-95% of it is private capital. Individual investors, maybe a couple guys, couple girls, you know, pulling their money together and buying some stuff and personally owning them, whether they put them in LLCs or not, they own the properties. The institutional is a little bit larger size, more money coming from, you know, companies where they need to park the money as an investment, and they're buying mostly newer product, larger product. Some of the sales you see, $30, $40, $50 million or more, are coming out of that institutional side. So if we focus on the private side, that's, you know, a market that's 90-95% of the business, and anybody can get into it. Majority of the people we deal with are investors that have owned apartments. They understand the market, whether they self-manage or they have professional management. They understand the numbers, the tenants, the laws, and they continue on by moving their equity. We talk about debt equity in a building. And when you have debt equity in the building, your return is not as strong as it could be in a different building, a newer building, a better building, a bigger building. And so we help clients reinvest debt equity to build massive wealth over the years in the apartment market. And that's one of our strengths is, you know, helping clients understand this model of building cash flow, stronger tax benefits, principal pay down that you're getting equity from by reducing the loan balance, and then, of course, the appreciation of the asset. And when we work on those four engines, we call them, we're helping clients build wealth, and that's our goal.
And the key thing you mentioned there is it does take time. I want to be clear that the clients I'm referring to are, you know, in their late 50s and 60s, started doing this with, you know, maybe the duplex or the fourplex, and they just kept adding to it and improving, putting money back into the property. They dealt with a lot of issues early on in their career before they had a management company. But, you know, really is a strategy that if you are willing to put in the time and effort, it over time is very successful.
Yeah, this is not a business you flip apartments in. You know, some people have tried and they do it in the Phoenix market, you know, a 2-year flip because they bought a dilapidated building and renovated it, filled it up, and then sold it, and that was what they were doing. But the typical apartment owner is going to hold the building 4 to 5, 6 years to see that difference in wealth and equity and then sell it and buy another one. But yes, we've seen pretty much every investor out there. We've seen the 25-year-old that wants to invest something and get into the business. We've seen the more senior folks that have owned apartments for a number of years in their family and now are passing it down to their, you know, their children that are in their 40s and 50s that are looking at it saying, great, now how do we maximize these returns and buy more with the equity we have? And so we've kind of crossed all types of investors. And there is. Everyone has a different goal. Everyone has a different strategy. And there's nothing wrong with their strategies as long as they're doing what they need to do, which is have a good return and have an investment working for them. And again, we try to find people to help them build that return and try to make the right decisions so they can continue maximizing all their wealth and equity over the years.
Joseph Chaplik joining us from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate offices in Portland, obviously Arizona now as well, a red hot market. And let's touch on this for a minute for our listeners out there who may be looking to diversify and get into apartment investing. I know the Portland market very tight right now, but you mentioned some outlying areas previously. Let's talk about the basics, Joe, of getting into this and investing in apartments. How do you start?
Well, the first step is to call us at Joseph Bernard. We'll honestly give you feedback on what's the right route to get into the market. But when you get past that, here's what it really takes, Brian. You got to have at least 25, 30% down to purchase an asset. And you got to have good credit. You got to have some net worth equal or greater than the loan you're asking for from the bank. And so that's your entry point. Some people can enter, you know, in the $2 million building range. Some people need to enter at the $500,000 building range. But it doesn't matter where you enter as long as you enter, because you're going to start building that wealth over time. And we have investors, most of them, again, are apartment owners that have been working with us or calling us to help them reinvest. But we do have a lot of first-time investors. We've had an emergency room doctor that makes good money and wanted to invest. He was in the stock market very heavily, and he pulled $350,000 out. He had more, but he only wanted to start with $350,000. We got him into a $1.1 million building. He literally 2 years later has said, this was the strongest, best investment I have made with my money by far. I've had other guys in the financial markets look at us and again, start out with a $250,000 to $300,000 investment just to get their feet wet into the market. And again, they have turned on the spigot by saying, I need more buildings. This is a great investment for me. I am going to start passing some clients over to you because I need to make sure that they know how good these investments are in the apartments and you guys can help them. So we have a lot of different first-time buyers, but the same result is it turns out to be one of their strongest investments they've made in the apartments.
Well, no doubt about that. So many of my clients heavily invested in commercial real estate, and they have done very well. It takes an expert, though, like Joseph Chaplik to help you make it happen. Visit josephbernard.net or give them a call toll-free, 866-546-9390. Again, 866-546-9390. Thanks to Joe for joining us. Up next, we'll talk about business exits with one of the experts in our region.